you are doing things that are not the path that God put you on. Now, this is where it gets complicated, though. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like the further you go down into turning your back from God is more you don't even hear that calls anymore. You know what I mean? And that's probably the worst place you can ever be, is you actually have the capacity to go down in a rabbit hole so deep down that these phone calls, these, you know, conscious callings are there, but it's just nowhere loud to what it used to be. When you first start doing bad habits, you're like, all right, this is okay. Then at some point, you realize that it is not okay. Something has to change, or I need to really reduce it because I'm going too crazy on this. And then once you justify your actions and really cope with your habits, even though you know it's bad, the further you go down, the further the way back to, you know, your old self, who was a little bit more productive, is. So you can't really ignore these callings. You can't ignore the depression you feel, the anxiety, because take these signs as a good thing. Don't victimize yourself saying, I'm depressed, therefore I am a victim. Don't say because you feel sad that now you've gone through something that other people are not going through. There's always something that we are going through that is bad, but somebody always has it worse. Somebody always has it better, sure. But then you have to look at it in a perspective that I'm not the only one that's struggling. You know what I mean? And I think that's the perfect example with Jesus Christ, is that you find that personal connection with somebody who has gone through all this suffering, has gone through these emotions, has gone through everything that you go through, everything that we go through in our day-to-day basis. So when you have that connection with the Lord, you really understand that you're not alone in this at all. You can always go to somebody. You can always go to somebody to talk to him. And that's the thing with prayers too, is when you pray and you really want an answer and you seek for an answer and you wait for an answer, you really get an answer back. You don't just have somebody respond to you if you don't make a call to them. Like, let's say an easy example, right? You want to call your friend. If you don't pick up the phone and put their number in there and call them, how are they going to respond? The call doesn't go through. Where's the respond? Just take this example as if you're really trying to call somebody. Knock and it will be open. Ask and it shall be given to you. If you don't take the initial step, you won't get the response. And the more beautiful thing is, he came down from heaven on earth. We didn't have to do it. He did it first. And now you can even make a call, type of thing. You know what I mean? And here's another thing too. He's calling us every day. The fact that you wake up is a blessing itself. You woke up. He called you to do something. So make the best out of it. And really, you know, respond to those calls, respond to those callings, because it's there for a reason. If you feel like something's not right, that means it is not right. Something's not right. Because there are moments where you feel like, all right, things are aligned. Things are in order. I'm feeling good. I'm doing something that I'm supposed to be doing. You feel it. Like, nobody can tell you otherwise. You know what I mean? And this isn't you, like, trying to justify your actions or anything like that. No, this is an actual, like, feeling that you're going through, and you know this is the right feeling. Now, when there's a contrary to this, which is, I think there's a better approach to what I'm doing now. Yeah, maybe there is. So look for it. Especially as men, bro, we need to really have that solving problem mindset. Like, we really have to have, okay, there's a problem. Let me find the solution, right? This might not work with everything. Sometimes you really need to just, you know, be still and let the water kind of clear. But then there are some times where it's like, all right, there's a problem. How do I solve this? How do I get my life in order? Because there's always something that you can do to get the life in order by taking the step forward. If you don't take the step forward, the second and the third step just won't appear like that. It's a stepping stone, bro. You can't jump to the fifth step or the 10th step if you don't take the first four steps until the fifth one. So don't skip the steps. Don't try to expect something quick. just really take the little steps and you will really see the path is actually, you actually see the path, you actually see the stepping stones. And when you start living this lifestyle, then it becomes a habit of, okay, there's a problem. I don't feel the way I'm supposed to. This feels something different. I feel something different. That's what I meant to say. All right, go and change that. Do something about it.
And the thing with degeneracy, like how we can start like stepping away from it slowly but surely is simply just the opposite of it, which is pursuing effort, is giving your energy, because it's crazy how it works. It's almost like God gives us energy to do things. And the more that we outpour ourselves into other people, into our projects, into our work, the more faster we get filled up too. You know what I'm trying to say? Like we pour energy into other people, we give out effort, we work really hard, and we get fulfilled from that.
Yeah.
And that's what we're really chasing, is that feeling of fulfillment and delaying gratification. Because you don't just delay, like, it's not just like, oh, it's all pain and suffering. Like, no, you actually get rewarded for delaying and you get fulfilled for that. You get rewarded for the effort and energy that you put into the universe. Yeah. God created all this for us to use wisely. That's why there's only two paths. The path of least resistance or the path of effort.
Exactly. And the path with effort is the resistance path, because it's the path that's resisting. Therefore, you have to put in the effort. If you don't want to put in the effort, now you end up being on the other side, which is the less resistance path, that you can almost do anything. That's what degeneration itself is. What happens when you go down? What happens when you don't progress? You don't do nothing that's really effort, that requires effort. Otherwise, you would be going somewhat up.
I feel like the people who are like kind of in the middle are like kind of, they're like in a worse position than the people who are just far off in degeneracy, because they choose to kind of almost like tease themselves. They I'm gonna do a little bit of effort, and then but I'm gonna go crash out and drink this weekend, or yeah. I'm gonna go self-sabotage myself like willingly, versus the degenerates who are just like kind of blind. They're just like, why would I want to put effort? Why would I? You know what I mean, I'm just gonna. Like, at least they made up their mind, right? At least they made their decision. Other than the fact that like, these people who are like on the fence are just like 1 foot in, 1 foot out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, they're the people who are like, who
can at least know the good side of it too.
Yeah.
I mean, not that the people who choose to live a degenerate lifestyle don't really know the other side, but it's like they haven't even gone to the point where their 1 foot is in the good lifestyle type of thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're like all in to the bad thing. It's like, they're both bad, obviously, but just when you're lukewarm and you're like in the middle, you're really just feeding yourself the dopamine and really coping, saying, I'm doing something productive. That's like, just self-deceit. Mm-hmm. That's like how I look at it.
The people who are like on the path of degeneracy, like at least like ignorance is bliss for them. Right, like they don't really even want to touch the other side. But people who do both sides, like they're 1 foot in, 1 foot out, they're giving, they're half-assing their life, yeah. Like little by little. It's like they know the taste of both sides, and they're flip flopping, right? So it's like either choose one or the other at that point. You know what I mean? And it's either, like I said, it's either you're getting better or getting worse. But if you're in the middle, you're not getting really any better, right? You're mostly just if you're on the fence, that fence is for the people who. On the degenerate side, it's for the devil.
It is, yeah. And that's the thing, though. I feel like the very funny example to the fans is that, like, okay, ready? So you're in the middle, and here's the thing with that analogy. I think it can just be used for a short term. It's never something that you can really consistently walk on that defense, like as if you're perfectly 50-50 on each side. You're always on one side more than the other. So if something is really good and you know it's good, or at least you know that it leads to fulfillment, purpose, meaning, but it's hard, but then you know it's also good. Like that's what brings fulfillment. That's what brings purpose and meaning. Why aren't you on it? That means you're compromising because you have the attachment, the addiction to the things that you don't want to let go. That's why like the biblical example of the lukewarm, God says that, if you're a lukewarm, I will spit you out of the mouth. This just simply means that whatever it is that you are trying to compromise is that you know the good side, you also know the bad side. But because of you really having that attachment to the devil's tricks and the pleasure, the dopamine, these addictions, you don't want to let go of that because of how good it feels. So you're pretty much trying to deceive God and saying, I know these good things that you have given me, these meaningful things and this purposeful lifestyle that you have given me the vision for, but I think I got this, you know? I'm going to be on both sides, but at the end of the day,